Hi, my name is Luke LeBlanc. I'm part of the WebSphere eSupport team. So if you can open up the IBM Software Support Site Overview presentation and go to chart number 2. This is the agenda for today. We're going to talk about the content, tools, and functionality that make up our software support website. We'll discuss additional resources that are available that complete the software support picture for you. And all this is provided to hopefully help you solve your problems and save you some valuable time. Chart number 3, please. Finding IBM software support sites. We're going to start at the beginning at the high-level support site, ibm.com/software/support. The site has functionality, but we're going to look at it now as a way to drill down to specific product support pages. There's an A to Z selector list on the overview tab that lets you choose a product. You can also choose to view support information according to brands as well. There's DB2, Lotus, Rational, Tivoli, and WebSphere. In that way, that will give you access to the product that you're searching for. Chart 4, self-help on product support pages. This is the WebSphere application server support site. All the support pages use the same user interface, so information is presented in a similar way. The pages may vary as far as content due to the complexity of the product itself. WebSphere application server, for example, is a very complex product, so it's loaded with a lot of information. So on this page, you'll see various types of documents available to help you find answers to questions and solutions to your issues. We have something called flashes, which is marked up top. It's right up there so that you can see it quickly. It's quick alerts to issues, to avoid issues, pardon me. There's also tech notes, which are available, which are answers to questions based on resolved PMRs. There's links to APARs, links to downloads, cumulative fixes and interim fixes for the product, and as well as a link to the Information Center where you can find product documentation, manuals, and that sort of information. Page number 5, other helpful documents that you may find on the support site. There's featured documents, which is like a top 10 list of the most popular documents accessed on that particular site. Must gather, read first documents, which are great aids in helping you amass information required by level 2 to help you resolve some issues. There's fixes by versions and recommended fixes, which are listed for the product support. And there's also detailed system requirements, which will show you the hardware and software prereqs for that particular product. Chart number 6. So how do you search on IBM websites? We're going to, if you want to search more than one product in combination, you'd want to go to the ibm.com/software/support site. You click on the search tab, and then you choose search for multiple products. Then you can choose up to 5 software products by selecting them using the A to Z selector list. Once you complete the field, you enter your search string, click submit, and you'll retrieve all documents for all the products that you selected. We also have search for individual products on chart number 7. If you're searching on product support pages individually, you just mark in what you're searching for in the search box on any product support page, and it'll focus the search on that particular product. Chart number 8, search is also enabled through Google. What you would do is go to google.com, and you'd complete the fields as noted in the chart. We've enabled Google to crawl IBM support sites, which means it will retrieve IBM support content, hopefully to help you answer your questions. So those of you who are more comfortable searching with Google, this is a great option for you. Chart number 9 talks about RSS feeds, really simple syndication. RSS is a really quick, easy, lightweight format for monitoring up-to-date and new content on the website. It's updated every 4 hours. You can customize your RSS reader. If you don't have a reader, you can click the link on this chart, and it has links to the readers as well as downloads. Chart number 10, registering on IBM sites. It's really important to register, and there's a couple of reasons why. First of all, if you don't have an ID, an IBM ID and password, you register just once using the register button at the top of the page. We recommend that you use your email address just so it's easy to remember your ID, and of course you create your own password. For subsequent visits, use the sign-in button and enter that in and just click and you'll be logged in. Now there's a few reasons to register. One is it's an easy one-step access to the ESR tool. Another one is if you conduct a search and you retrieve a document that has a graphic of a gold key beside it, it means that it's entitled and you need to sign in to view it. So in other words, you need to be registered to view that entitled document. And the third reason is it gives you access to the My Support functionality that we have on our software support site. Now let me talk a little bit about My Support on chart 11. My Support's a personalization feature which allows you to build a profile based on products that are of interest to you and document types that you might find useful. You can request a weekly email which will be sent to you based on the profile that you create. So you would click on the My Support link on any product support page, which is found at the top of the right navigation bar. ZOS users who rely more on IBM Link for information will find this weekly email update especially helpful. The email can alert you about information of particular interest to you and provide you links for quick access. We're not sending you attachments. It's simply a link that you can click to gain access to the document. Chart number 12. So creating your My Support profile. Initially, your profile is blank. You would click the Add Products link to begin the process. The Edit Profile tab would display. You'd use the drop-down menus on this tab to make your selections. And in this example, we chose Software. And then we drilled down to Business Integration and drilled down a little bit more to Application Connectivity. Chart number 13, please. So now the product list displays. For what you selected, you would click the checkbox next to every product that's of interest to you, and then you would click Add Product. So the first part of your profile is complete. Next, you would choose Subscribe to Email, choose Software, check the box to have the email sent to you, and check the document types, like I mentioned earlier, whether it may be tech notes or tech docs, flashes, downloads, things of that nature. Then you would click Update to send your request to IBM. You'll receive a weekly email with links to documents published the previous 7 days about the products that you selected and the document types that you chose. 14, feedback. Feedback is very important to us in order to make our websites more accommodating for you. There's a feedback link on every product support page in the right navigation bar. Use the link to send us your comments about the website. It's not a way to submit product issues. ESR is used for that. But be sure to include your email address so that we can respond back to you. If you've looked for information on the site and you weren't able to find it, these are the types of things we want to know. We want to make these sites better for you because you're the ones using them. We have a second type of feedback on page 15. It's called DLF, Document Level Feedback. There's a DLF form that's found on every document that you retrieve in a search. You scroll down to the bottom of the document and you'll see the form. It's short, but it's important. If you enter text in the free form text field, it goes into a database and your comments are sent to the content creator, the person who actually wrote the content that you're commenting about, the feedback that you're sending in about. That content creator must then act on your comment and report their actions in the database. There's a closed loop process. We do read the comments. Page 16, jumpstart your PMRs with the Electronic Service Request tool, the ESR tool. I'll talk briefly about the ESR tool, but there's an in-depth presentation right after this one. But basically, the ESR online tool allows clients with Passport Advantage support contracts to open, update, view, and report on PMRs for their customer number. The tool offers a lot of options to manage your PMRs. It's really good self-help. ZOS clients do continue to open ETRs through IBM Link. Page 17, Support Technical Exchange Webcast. The Support Technical Exchange Webcasts offer an opportunity for you, the customer, to interact with support development and service members for the various software products as they deliver meaningful technical content. The webcast information is posted on the WSTE page. The URLs are at the bottom. There's one for WebSphere and one for Tivoli. You'll find replay information for webcasts that have already been delivered, as well as call-in information for upcoming webcasts. All of these webcasts are free. They don't require you to be registered. Chart 18 shows you what the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcast webpage looks like. So once you access the WSTE page, you scroll to the Show Exchanges link, click on the link to expand the information, and you'll see it listed by month of the webcasts that have been presented and upcoming webcasts. Once again, these are free. Another good site for references and information on page 19 is IBM DeveloperWorks. They've got a lot of in-depth technical information for administrators and developers. lots of new technology information on what's happening. There's tutorials and training, links to downloads, upcoming events that are happening for certain software products, as well as links to communities and forums. Slide number 20, the IBM Education Assistant, or IEA, offers a complimentary rich set of self-study educational material for a lot of the IBM software products. There, the educational material is presented as presentations, which are technical overviews that provide a background on a topic. Some of these presentations may also be audio-enabled. There's show-me demos, which are guided demonstrations to show you how to complete a specific task for a certain product. And there's tutorials, which are, of course, step-by-step instructions to follow for completing a specific task. Keep in mind that this material does not replace traditional classes or other fee-based courses. It's more of a self-taught information for new members of your team in order for them to get up to speed on the software products that you're using. Chart number 21 shows you what the IBM Education Assistant looks like once you've logged on. So you can choose the task you want to view, and the icons identify the type of education available for those specific products, whether it's a presentation, a show-me demo, or a tutorial. Chart number 22 is the IBM Toolbar. The IBM Toolbar is a free tool that lets you access cross-brand support information quickly. You can use it to search for content, download fixes, access product support pages, and many other support tools. You'll receive automatic notification of any updates to the toolbar. And, of course, you can tailor the toolbar to suit your needs, or you can hide it completely if you don't need it. It's available at ibm.com/software/support/toolbar. It's a free download. Chart number 23, the IBM Support Assistant. The IBM Support Assistant is an Eclipse-based desktop support tool, which is available to you as a free downloadable file. Currently, there's more than 50 plugins for many of the products across the brands, which are available for download. The serviceability workbench is a way for you to access the support that you would need for your product locally. Chart number 24 shows you what the IBM Support Assistant welcome page looks like. So like I mentioned, it's a complimentary tool. It's downloadable and free. It resides on your workstation. You download the plugins for the software that you use, and now you have a one-stop shop in place for your IBM software support. The ISA tool includes a search capability, access to technical information on the product support site, tools to help you analyze issues. There's a service component to collect troubleshooting files and submit PMRs, as well as an update tool that makes it easy to download new tools and new plugins as they become available. IBM Assist on Site on page 25 is a remote tool that allows IBM support engineers to share control of your workstation to help speed time to resolution. What you're basically doing is you're sharing control of your mouse and keyboard with the support engineer. It's used in more complex issues. The IBM support engineer would invite you to join the session, and the sessions are, of course, secure. They're 128-bit encrypted, and once you and the support engineer ends the session, the plugin's no longer usable. Slide 26 shows you what the IBM Assist on Site web page looks like with the link. So once you get to this launching page, you would just follow the directions that your support engineer would give you, and you could share control of your keyboard and mouse with him or her. Chart number 27. Now, this is a graphical representation of the components that I just went over. It shows you where the components can be found and whether if they can be found on the product support site or within the IBM Support Assistant or both. Thank you very much.